I have tried so many skin and hair care products. I can't even tell you. It's insane. I mean, at one point, the closet in my bathroom was full with every imaginable product. And then I found what works, and that is OneEarthBodyCare.com. I am in love with their shampoo and conditioner bars. Completely changed the game for my daughter, who had a hard time finding a good shampoo and conditioner for her hair. Their face and body is amazing. I love their day and night oil, all natural ingredients, of course, and all of this, essential oils, really great stuff. And of course, the deodorant has changed my life because I am no longer smelly. So go check them out now at OneEarthBodyCare.com.
What is it that you need to help you process? I can hold the vision of what I want, but I need to let go of control. The first point we're going to tap on is called the karate chop point, and it's the side of the hand, and it doesn't matter which side you do.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Health Power. Today, I am sharing something very personal, but it's not exactly mine to share. It's a complicated family issue. So what I did is off of the recording, I spoke with Amber and she helped me. And now she's going to help all of us with tapping and some advice for grounding exercises and breathing and more. And I'm very excited. Amber, welcome back.
I'm happy to be here. I want you to make it about you for now. I want you to make it about Lisa, because it's so important that you have your own back. Take the step back and go, how am I going to support myself through this big situation that's very big, right?
Yeah.
And so I would focus on that first, and we can talk about ways you can do that. But then also, I agree. I think that if there's been this heavy expectation, this is the problem with getting attached, right? Once we get attached to something and we have high expectation, if things change, all we're left with is upset. And this is why, even in the most intensive of circumstances, and we're human, so it's going to be hard to do so, but trying to practice detachment can help prevent some of that upset or that disappointment or that massive emotional eruption if things don't go to plan. Because otherwise what happens is, if we have this hope or this expectation of like, oh, once my family can get back together, then I can move forward with my life. Or once I lose the weight, then I can finally be happier. Once this person changes this, or once I have $1 million in my bank account, I don't have to worry about money anymore. But when we have these expectations, these external expectations, and they never happen, are we always going to struggle? I've got to just sit here and wait for this. But in the interim, like, not doing my own inner work necessarily to heal and like let go of that, right? So I think it's so important that we start to realize that ideally we don't want to put our life on hold waiting for someone else to give us something that we may never
get. No, and I have it, luckily.
Which is good for you. Right. Yeah. So then part of it is like, what does Lisa need? What do you need right now? Like, what is it that you need to help you process? Because you're going to go through a process of feeling different emotions, grief, anger, whatever that is. And then it's going to be about, okay, like, as you process through that, what are the ways that you ground? What are the ways that you release those emotions in healthy ways? What are ways that, so that it doesn't get stuck in your body, right? So the crying is important.
It's
a great release.
I haven't cried that hard in, I don't even know when. Seriously.
Fair enough.
I was bawling. It was good.
That's good. When things are out of our control and we don't have the control, part of it is working toward this, how do I build acceptance that I don't have control and I can't decide whether or not that relationship is going to get mended, healed, if she's ever going to talk to him directly again. Like, how do you build acceptance around that? Because it's not your responsibility and it's not up to you. This is where we can start to use somatic exercises and different self-care practices. Things that we can do and that you can do and the listeners can do are, and it's just playing around and seeing which ones feel best for you.
Okay.
So I really find breath to be a great way to practice releasing control, because, well, yes, you're controlling the breath in, but the release, you're completely focusing on letting go of control with the breath. You're releasing, right? So what you can do with breath is, on the breath in, I want you to focus on breathing in something you really want to feel. Is it like detachment? Is it peace? Is it surrender? Right?
Yeah.
It's like, what is it that you, if you could have whatever you wanted, not with the circumstance working out the way you wanted to, but the emotion the state that you want to be in, regardless of what happens externally.
Right.
And so breath in, we breathe that in and we take a big deep breath and maybe surrender. So it's like, I'm going to breathe in surrender. I'm going to just breathe in, like letting this all go and just being present in this moment. And then on the breath out, I'm going to envision just me letting go of control, the release and the letting go of control. And that's just me in this one moment practicing releasing control of the outcome of the circumstance. And even if just for that moment.
How long do you breathe in and how long is the breathe out?
Count to four on the breath in.
Oh, okay.
And then four on the breath out. Okay. But to me, it's just the slow, deep breath in and really focusing on breathing in mm-hmm. what you want to feel. And then when you're ready to release it, a really slow breath out. And it's just like, this is you starting to practice letting go of control. And so it's just starting okay. even simply with the breath that helps you to become present, because self-care practices are powerful to help us come back to the present moment. That's how we take our power back. And then what you can affirm while you're doing right. the breath, if you want, is with every breath out, I'm giving myself permission to let go of control, to let go of the outcome of this. It's not up to me. And then it's like starting to remind myself, I, as big as this is, and as I have a desired outcome that I want, and I'm going to intend that outcome. I want this outcome. You can hold that vision. That's okay. And then part of it though is, and I'm going to trust that whatever is meant to be, whatever that best outcome is what it's going to be. And it might not be my vision, but I'm going to trust it's the best outcome for everybody, even though it might not make sense. But it's really trust. It's like, how okay. can I trust? We have people in our lives that will share or go through certain experiences together. And it will show us where we can then have emotional mastery, where we can honor ourselves more and we can learn lessons like more trust, surrender, letting go, detachment. I can hold the vision of what I want, but I need to let go of control. I need to let go of how I want it to happen, because it right. might not happen that way. And if it doesn't, I'm going to be just upset. Right. And I think that's one of the things we'll tap right. on is like letting yeah. go of control and detaching. But the breath, I find, is a great way to calm the nervous system and help you get present with, like, in this moment, I just need to let go of control and focus on what I need. So breath okay. is powerful. You yeah. could also journal and write anything you're feeling that you really want to release or let go of, any frustration yeah. around outcomes not yeah, going the way you want them to. What is the outcome that you want? Write it down. Right. And then again, though, it's like, I'm surrendering this. And to me, it doesn't matter what you believe in. But it's just like, I'm handing it over and letting it being taken care of however it's supposed to be. Okay. And then I think using things like sacred rage can be really powerful, or the somatic shaking, because when we have a really yeah. intensive circumstance that's just come up, obviously it drums up a lot of different emotions in us. And so crying is great. And sometimes we need other ways to move the emotion out of the body. So once you felt it, right, we don't necessarily do that right away. We need to feel some of this and let our body process it. But you'll know when it's time to move it out of the body. And this is where, you know, the sacred rage, screaming or beating up your pillow or doing the shaking, doing the dancing. The one day, I think it was our first session where you showed me how you do the, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You look like you're touching your toes, but you just let your legs shake
exactly.
out. Yeah, it's amazing.
So it's just playing around with some of these modalities and going, what feels best for helping me to release control. And it's good. Yawning is a good thing, right? The body's shifting. Yeah.
Well, fair enough. Sleep well.
You're processing through so much. And so this is where it's just about, what do I need? How do I help myself feel safe? So this is where these practices really come in. And the self-talk, right? It's like to talk to yourself and go, Lisa, like, I'm so proud of you. You're doing the best that you can. Like, you're handling this so well. Like, I've got your back. I love you. Thank you for, you know, just being willing to listen and like, and right. thank you for the cry. And it's like that self-talk is so important, to be compassionate and kind and mm-hmm. uplifting, because right. you're doing the best you can. And so I think it's
right.
And the last thing I'll leave you with before we dive into the tapping is to acknowledge yourself and keep reminding yourself you're doing the best you can through this circumstance, and the rest is out of your hands. It's not your responsibility to fix the circumstance. Right. It's just about you,
right.
you're doing your part. And so that self-talk is really important.
That's helpful.
So obviously with the tapping, we'll dive into that. Now, I just want to give like a couple explanation, a couple minutes of a background so that people understand. But sure. The best place you can go if you're wanting to really learn about this is thetappingsolution.com. Nick and Jessica Ordner are the founders of this technique, and it's helped millions of people do a lot of healing. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's a great modality. Yeah. And I do it every day, and I teach it to all of my clients because it's essentially great. We're tapping on different acupressure points. And as soon as we start tapping on the side of the hand, and we'll get into the different points and everything right away, but the touch signals to the amygdala, which is the fight or flight center of the brain, and tells that part of the brain, you're safe. You can calm down. You don't have to keep flooding cortisol and adrenaline through your body. So it takes us out of fight or flight back into rest and digest mode. So it helps cortisol regulate. And because it helps cortisol levels regulate, it helps reduce inflammation, boost immunity. It's helpful for physical symptoms. If you have pain or a headache or a stomach ache or any kind of physical symptom, you can tap to help reduce those symptoms. And of course, it's great for emotional release. So the other great thing about the tapping, where this differs from just an affirmation, is first we're going to walk through the tapping. We're going to say negative things. We're going to be authentic about what we're feeling and express it authentically, because as we're tapping through these different points, we're actually releasing negative thoughts and emotions from the cellular level and from the subconscious mind. So it's almost like you're weeding a garden. You're pulling out all the weeds, right? And then you look at the dirt and there's all these little holes, right? And so then what we're going to do is we're going to do some positive self-talk and some positive affirming, because we're going to fill all those little voids with seeds of positivity. How I want to feel instead, what I want, what is the best possible outcome? How do I want to feel? What's the positive? And we're going to really fill the subconscious mind and the cells with that. Any questions before we get started? So what is always helpful to do, if you remember to, before you start tapping, is to actually rate your emotional states on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being feeling like really stressed, really overwhelmed, really upset, whatever the emotions are. 1 being, I feel pretty calm, I feel pretty happy, I feel pretty content. Where would you rate yourself on that emotional scale right now?
I think I would say a 5, because I did so much crying yesterday that I'm kind of like, feel mellow. It's weird. Like I feel kind of, even though I'm upset still.
Yeah, but you process through love, which is good. It's so important that we release and let it go.
Right.
Okay, so you're a 5. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go through the tapping, and then we'll check in again at the end and see. Okay. And get you to rate yourself again and see if it's shifted at all. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to walk through the points with you, and then we're going to pick a karate chop statement. We'll talk through creating that. And then I'm going to just lead you through some tapping. And then if you want to take over and say certain things, you can, but I'll start with leading you, and then we can always shift what we're focusing on. So the first point we're going to tap on is called the karate chop point, and it's the side of the hand, and it doesn't matter which side you do. They both do the same thing. So just exactly tapping the side of your hand. That's the karate chop point. Yeah, like totally. That? So that's the first point that we're going to do. And we're going to get into that right away. And then I'm just going to show you the other 8 points. So after we do the karate chop point, so then once we do the karate chop, we're going to actually start tapping on the individual points, which there are 8 of them. So it's the inside of the eyebrow, the outside of the eyebrow, under the eye, under the nose, the chin, the chest, which is where the thymus is, under the armpit, and the top of the head. Okay. So you'll be able to follow me. I'll be tapping along, but we want to create an even though statement. And this is really important. So the even though statement is essentially, even though I'm feeling blank, 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 like it's usually something negative, acknowledging the authenticity of what you're feeling. And then it's, I deeply love and accept myself. That's how the statement ends. So let's craft a karate chop statement. So even though I'm feeling, so share with me like 2, maybe 3 tops negative emotions you're feeling.
Sad and a little despair.
We're going to keep it simple because we don't want to get into specific detail about that, but we're going to essentially have the karate chop statement be, even though I'm feeling a lot of sadness and despair around a family circumstance, can we say? Mm-hmm. Is that okay? Okay. Even though I'm feeling a lot of sadness and despair about a family circumstance, I deeply love and accept myself. Okay, so I'll lead you with that, and you can just repeat after me. So on the karate chop statement, even though I'm feeling a lot of sadness and despair with a family circumstance, I deeply love and accept myself.
Even though I feel a lot of sadness and despair over a family circumstance, love and accept myself.
So now what I'm going to do is we're going to start tapping on the inside of the eyebrow, and I'm going to just lead you through some tapping. So I'm going to take you through 2 rounds. And then I'm going to pause and see if you want to take over and you want to lead with exactly what you're feeling. And if you can't come up with things, I can keep leading. But I want to give you the chance to. Okay.
Yeah, I like leading.
So, and if there's anything that just doesn't really feel resonant after we go through a round, just let me know and let me know what you, if there's anything you want me to say more of. Okay. I just really want this to really be good for you.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to start tapping on the inside of the eyebrow. It's just one statement or one sentence per point. So I can't believe anyone could do that to someone.
I can't believe anyone could do that to someone. Sad. It just makes me
and
so sad.
And there's expectations I have.
And there are expectations they aren't met, I have.
That could leave me feeling really upset.
It will leave me really upset.
I want healing.
But I want some healing to start.
I want healing to start. And I have to let go of the fact that I don't have control.
And I have to let go of the fact that I don't have control. I'm really bad at that.
I'm really bad at that. I'm
really bad at that.
Yeah,
but I can't fix it.
And it's not your responsibility to fix it.
And it's not my responsibility to fix it. I have to accept, even though it's really hard for me.
Yeah, I hear you. And that's where the frustration and the sadness and the despair kick in. What I want to do is we're going to take a deep breath here. And then we're going to go into some positive tapping, okay? So when you just take a huge deep breath. Okay, so now I just want to ask you, how do you want to feel about the circumstance? Like if you could have it all in the sense of being detached, having intention for the best outcome for everybody, but you're detached, you feel free, you have compassion and love for the circumstance, but you just feel like in the space where you have peace regardless of what externally happens. What would that feel like for you?
I don't even know. I mean, that's so huge. I don't know. I have to find contentment somehow, regardless of what happens.
So we're going to tap on that. And I'm going to say some things that might not feel fully resonant for you right now, because you're like, I don't even know what that could feel like. But it's the tapping it in that's going to start to ingrain it and start to make it feel just a little more familiar. And then every time you do a little bit of tapping, it's just going to, again, feel a little more familiar. Okay.
Okay. I want to do this.
Something we can do in an upcoming session, we can do a mini mind map. And in the mind map, we talk about what outcomes do you want? How do you want to feel? And then we can really reprogram the subconscious and add all these beautiful, positive focuses of what you want. Okay. And that also can be really helpful and become a tool in many different ways. Okay. So I'll just make a note of that.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll get into the positive. I have so much love for myself and them.
I have so much
and
love
what
for
I get
myself
to start to play around with.
What I get to start to play around
with. Is how
to start to play around with.
If I can hold the best outcome for everybody.
I can hold the best outcome for everybody.
The most positive of intentions. And let go.
Can also be detached.
And let go of control.
And let go.
Because it's not my responsibility to fix. And I don't have control over the outcome.
And I don't have control over the outcome.
I can hold my intent.
That's okay.
And I'm intending the best outcome. And what's most important is that I slowly, one step at a time, and trust the process and release what I don't have control over, because that truly will set me free. I can only hold so much space for others.
I can only hold so much space
for others. And then I have to make sure I'm honoring myself. And part of that is practicing letting go of control.
And part of that is practicing letting go of control. This isn't mine to fix.
It's important for me to learn trust and
surrender.
It's important
for me to learn trust.
I'm doing my part.
And surrender.
I'm proud of
myself.
I'm
doing my part.
I'm doing everything I can.
Proud of myself.
The rest is out of my hands.
I'm doing everything I can.
So now it's time to focus on what's going to bring me peace.
Now it's time to focus on what's going to bring me peace.
And bring ease.
Bring me calm.
Regardless of what happens.
Regardless of what happens.
Now, this is where we can feel resistance, because our mind's like, no, like it needs to be this way. And it needs to have, but the tapping is you're planting the seeds. So we did seed planting. Okay.
Yeah, no.
So how did that feel?
I like it.
Good.
It feels good.
Beautiful. So you can even tap and just say the same thing over and over again. One thing, right? Make it as easy as you want.
What's the optimal time to do it every day?
I often say, well, usually it's about 3 to 4 minutes. You can do longer if you want, but it's until you feel a shift, right? So less stress, less emotional okay. overwhelm, more calm, more peace. Right. Play around with it.
Okay. Amber, thank you so much. Amber, this has been great. Thank you so much. Yeah, tell us all the ways we can find you.
Website at amberapproved.ca if you're wanting to connect and find more resources and support to help you build a self-care practice and do some of that mindset work and physical healing. You can also check out the No Sugar Coating podcast, available everywhere. And then I'm doing more on my YouTube, actually, which is just my name, Amber Romanyuk, if you want to come and learn more and do a lot of healing there too. I just posted a tapping video actually there.
Oh, good. Oh, that's so funny. All right, Amber. Well, thank you so much. Everybody else, keep coming back to Health Power 5 days a week.
Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. And we would appreciate it if you could please rate and review and leave a comment, because the more you engage with our podcast, the more you will find it and help other people find it wherever they listen to their podcast. So be sure to follow us. I'm at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy. And Lisa?
At Lisa Davis, MPH.
Thank you so much. And please share this episode, because the more you share shows you care. We'll see you next time.